Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show this week, we play songs by Jamie Foxx, answer a question about retirement in America, and report about the first female member of the Baseball Hall of Fame. The North American professional baseball season opens next week. Earlier this month, Major League Baseball named 18 people to the Baseball Hall of Fame. They include the first woman ever so honored. Her name was Effa Manley. Faith Lapidus tells us about her.
Effa Manley was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in 1897. She died in 1981. Effa Manley was white. She married a black man and considered herself to be black as well. She and her husband, Abe, owned the Newark Eagles baseball team in New Jersey during the 1930s and 40s. The team was part of the Negro League. This was a time when white players and black players played on separate teams. Black players played on the teams of the Negro League. History experts say Effa Manley used the sport of baseball to improve the civil rights for African Americans. She campaigned to get as much money as possible for the black players in the Negro League. The Baseball Hall of Fame says Effa Manley controlled the business part of the Newark Eagles baseball team. She organized the team's travel, schedule, payroll, and daily details from 1936 until 1947. The experts praised her effort to make the Newark Eagles a successful team. The Eagles won the Negro League World Series in 1946. The next year, a baseball player named Jackie Robinson became the first African American to join a Major League Baseball team. Soon, other Major League Baseball teams began hiring Negro League players. Effa Manley worked to get Major League owners to pay the Negro League owners for the players they lost. She wrote a book about Negro League baseball in 1973, and she continued to urge the Baseball Hall of Fame to recognize the Negro League and honor its players. Before this year, 18 Negro League players had been admitted to the Baseball Hall of Fame. This year, it is honoring Effa Manley and 16 other players and officials from teams in the Negro League and earlier black teams. The ceremony will be held at the Baseball Hall of Fame headquarters in Cooperstown, New York, on July 30th.
Our VOA listener question this week comes from Brazil. Valmir José de Souza asks at what age Americans retire and how many years they work before retirement. Generally, Americans may retire from their jobs after working a number of years that is decided by the employer. Usually, they must work at least 20 years. Then they may receive a pension. Pension money comes from personal savings, the government's Social Security program, and private plans from the employer. Federal law requires businesses to provide pensions to all people who have worked for the company a set number of years. The federal government's Social Security program is the largest pension plan. It was established in 1935. Workers pay a little more than 6% of their wages each month into Social Security. Their employers do the same. Most self-employed workers also pay a percentage of their wages into Social Security. People then receive payments after they retire for as long as they live. To receive Social Security, a person must have worked for at least 10 years and be at least 62 years old. The amount of money received each month depends on the age at which the person retires. For example, a worker who retires at age 62 may receive $1,000 a month. If he waits until the age of 65, the amount he receives each month will be larger. The Social Security program was never meant to fully support retirement. Today, many people cannot live on what they receive from Social Security. These people may also have personal savings or a private pension plan, or both. Most business pensions are paid with money from workers and their employers. Self-employed workers can establish independent plans through banks or insurance companies. Workers pay a percent of money they earn each month into the plan. They receive payments after they retire. Americans traditionally retire at about the age of 65. However, some find that they do not enjoy retirement, or they are not getting as much pension money as they need. So, they continue working until they are older. Jamie Foxx has been a successful actor in television and films. Now, he has become a popular singer. Pat Bodner tells us more.
Jamie Foxx first became popular in the early 1990s. He appeared on the television shows In Living Color and The Jamie Foxx Show. The actor is also a skilled singer and musician. He recently released an album called Unpredictable. It has sold more than 1 million copies. Listen as he sings Extravaganza.
Last night me and my dogs were hanging out. Tired of being cramped up in the house. We were simply celebrating life. Off from work today, so it's alright. But all those up and downs had me in a twist. Started dancing with this model chick. Then every record became my favorite song. And that is all that I remember. Cause I had one too many drinks. And ended up at the embassy with this pretty little thing from Memphis, Tennessee. It was a one-night extravaganza.
Jamie Foxx has been a musician since he was very young. He began learning to play the piano when he was 3 years old. Jamie was raised by his grandparents. He went to church with them every day. He later became music director at his church, and he studied music in college. Last year, he combined his acting and music skills. He won an Academy Award for playing the famous singer Ray Charles in the movie Ray. Jamie Foxx says he has gained success because of the life lessons his grandmother taught him. She is no longer living, but he honors her with this song, Wish You Were Here.
I miss our talks, one thing you used to say,
used to say.
When things got hard
on me,
down on your knees and pray. And then those walls,
then those walls,
it's just the simple things.
We still do all of this, but only in my dreams. I wish, oh,
I wish
you were here with me to see the things I've done. I wish you would be so proud of yourself.
Later this year, Jamie Foxx will appear in the film Miami Vice. He also will star in the film Dreamgirls, a version of a musical that played on Broadway. And he is enjoying the success of his new album. We leave you now with Jamie Foxx singing the title song from his album, Unpredictable.
Right now, but it will. Later on, when you see how I make you feel. Regular ain't in my vocabulary. When it comes to love making, neither is missionary. Positions, girl, pick one. Better yet, some. Never mind that, we trying all the fun. So, girl, be comfortable.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. This show was written by LaJuan Davis and Nancy Steinbach. Katie Weaver was the producer, and our audio engineer was Greg Burns. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
While making a movie, do you get it? Do you got it? Good, good, good. Girl, I knew you would. Over a lot of fellas is that I'm more creative, and soon you will see what I mean,
what I mean,
what I mean. So girl, get comfortable, do something you've never done before. Baby, not the usual, tonight we're getting unpredictable. So try to roll with me, baby.
Spontaneous Express. Nevertheless, always the more. From the pool table to the kitchen floor. Luda!
I like it.
I like it too, baby. Let me put a little bit of excitement up in your lifestyle. You gotta know that time's of the essence. I'm talking right now. I can get rid of that headache. What you...